Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done. Just
10:43. Time for our Week in Theater segment. What's going on stage in Chicago? You just heard the voice of Lin-Manuel Miranda, the star and creator of Hamilton. He did his final performance last night on Broadway as Alexander Hamilton. Standing ovation, as you can imagine. Quite a reception for him. Some tickets last night for this one performance, his final performance, going for as much as $20,000 to see one show. And as I've said many times, for $20,000, he'd have to bring the entire cast to my house and perform the show in my living room. And then it still might might not be enough. The house was packed with celebrities last night who wanted to be part of the final performance. Lin-Manuel Miranda will begin working on other projects, including the sequel to Disney's Mary Poppins that he'll make with Emily Blunt. And this is kind of interesting. Right after he did his final performance, right before he goes to the farewell party that was going on, he cuts all his hair off. He, famously his long hair is Alexander Hamilton hair that he had for the show. He cuts it off almost to a buzz cut. And I don't know if he's going to put that hair up for auction, if that's going to be $20,000. But there are photos of them. We've posted them up on the web of Lin-Manuel Miranda now with his new short hair and the hair that he cut off. And he tweeted, teach him how to say goodbye. So there is your Hamilton update. And Hamilton, of course, coming to Chicago on September the 27th at the Private Bank Theater. I wanted to focus this week on a show that has just opened here in Chicago that is getting terrific reviews, that is up at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie. My Son the Waiter, a Jewish tragedy that is performed by Brad Zimmerman. Welcome. Very nice to have you here. I see you've also cut your hair off.
Yes. Well, no, I cut my hairs. And by the way, first of all, thank you very much for having me. And in line with the Hamilton, I want you to know something. We've only done four shows. Tickets at this point are going for $50.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Who would
$50.
Pay? Who would pay that? That's amazing.
You know something? I just think, by the end of the show, one ticket, there'll be scalpers outside.
That's how it goes with these big
there
shows
you
that,
go.
That are in demand. People, I've been out of town, so I haven't been able to come up and see the show yet, but everybody's telling me how fun the show is.
Well, that's very flattering. I think I've worked on it for a very long time. Very proud of it. Very, very funny. My Son, the Waiter, Jewish Tragedy. Also, very poignant. You know, people come, you know, it's not just funny. It's very funny.
Well, talk a little bit about, you know, what the show is. From where did the whole thing come from? And is it biographical?
You know, I waited tables for 29 years. And let me just say that when you've waited tables for 29 years, I mean, 29 years, combine that with a Jewish mother, I mean, that's a show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That is a show.
That's a show that's pretty much, you know, written itself, I would imagine.
You know, it's the old joke that, you know, there's a big controversy on the Jewish view of when life begins. In Jewish tradition, the fetus is not considered viable till after it graduates from medical school. Do you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you've waited tables for 29 years, I mean, that's a lot longer than is considered understandable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at some point, you say to yourself, I'm going to work essentially to leave.
I just have to get out of the house.
You know what I'm saying?
I just have to leave for a little while.
There you go.
Yeah, I think I understand that. Talk to me about some of the things that you've experienced that you talk about in your show.
Well, you know, I think the most illuminating thing about my career as a waiter is the kinds of restaurants. You know, it was always casual. I didn't want to have to wear a tie, you know, and iron my shirt. I mean, forget it. I want to wear what I want to wear.
Neatness is so overrated.
Oh, you know, you have to wear these.
I think you just became your mother.
It's like, there's no question about it. Brad, may I say something? How much longer do you think that you're going to give the acting? You know, that's my mother. And you have no idea. No idea. Anyway, you know, you work in a casual restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, because that way I can schmooze. Because, you know, serving from the left, so, you know, and knowing what's in everything. I worked in one place for 15 years. We served mac and cheese. That was a signature dish. For 15 years, people would be saying, what kind of cheese is in the mac and cheese? I never knew. So every time somebody would say to me, what kind of cheese, my mind would go, cheddar.
Yeah.
Yellow. Yellow. See, I'll do the funny. You just ask the questions.
You can use that.
No, thank you.
Gift. You're welcome to that.
So anyway, so the reality is, you know, you go into these places where they say you have to train for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I walked into a place. I said, how long do you have to train? 2 weeks. I said, goodbye. You know, I'll train for a day.
Yeah.
So basically when you're talking about casual, you know, you can't work fine dining. You have to know things. You have to be with it. For instance, I know two things about wine.
Mm-hmm.
We have it or we don't. Do you understand?
Those are the basics, really.
I mean,
what more do you really need to know?
Absolutely. I mean, I'll give you an example of what it's like that I can get away with. I was at work one day and a guy walked in and he starts flagging me down as he's being led to the table, right? Like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, waving his arms. Right?
Yeah. So I'm walked over and he says to me, I'm in a hurry. I said, so go. And, you know, you get away with that because he smiles. You do that in a formal place.
They get mad a little bit.
Mad?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, was that meant to be funny? It was rude. I'd like to see the manager play.
Were you serving the Queen of England?
Yeah.
At the time?
Yeah.
Let me take a quick break. We'll come back with more with the man who Joan Rivers said was one of her favorites. I want to talk a little bit about your time with Joan Rivers.
I would love to.
When we come back, Brad Zimmerman's here. His show is My Son the Waiter, a Jewish Tragedy. It's now through August 7th, the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie. My Son the Waiter, a Jewish Tragedy, a new show that's just opened at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts up in Skokie. Brad, you've come to the Chicago area at the perfect time of year, because who doesn't love the hot, steamy weather of the Midwest?
I agree with you, and it's been sublime. This is my first time sitting here with you in downtown Chicago. I've never been here.
Really?
So it's really. I saw a Starbucks.
It's a new store. I hear it's catching on. I'm hearing good things about them.
There are so many Starbucks, they're opening one in my friend's living room.
It's about the only place there isn't
that's
one.
Absolutely.
Right now.
It's lovely. It's wonderful.
It's crazy. Do you know, on the Starbucks issue, you've like pushed a button with me. From where we're sitting right now, there are like six Starbucks within two blocks.
I know.
Any direction, you'll run into two Starbucks stores.
By the way, I have a friend who's a comedian. Remember, Starbucks doesn't have a slogan. So my friend came up with a great one. Well, the lines are long, but the prices are high. Isn't that a great
Truth in advertising.
There you go.
Truth in advertising. And your advertising for your show.
Yes.
One of the things that we hear in the commercials is that Joan Rivers talked about the people that she's worked with who have opened for her through the years.
Yes.
One of the people that she liked most was working with Brad Zimmerman. So talk about Joan Rivers.
First of all, one of the ways that you, when you start doing comedy, is to get your name out there is you do a show, you bring 10 people, they hire a videographer, and they film it. And it took me 6 years to get a tape that was really fabulous. Sent it, you know, to managers and clubs, and somebody sent it to Joan. She saw it. She liked it. I started a relationship with Joan. And she would stay on the side and actually watch because, you know, we were just a great, you know, two Jews, you know, both angsty and you know, bothered by so much stuff. And, you know, she was so special. And so, I mean, to pass away, she had so many years left.
Oh, what a tragedy.
You know what I'm saying?
Unbelievable tragedy.
Though. Yeah. She did have one great line, though. She said, I'm so old. When I go to my high school reunion, I dance with urns. That was one of my favorite lines of hers. She asked me, anyway, I can't do that because it's a little off color, but it was such a treat, you know, and I never took anything from her. She was always late, and she would never take responsibility for it. She would always go, don't ask. Of course, I'd ask. I say, I've been here an hour.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you. So I never took crap from her,
yeah,
which is kind of cool. And she laughed at
it. I'm sure she must have respected that a little
bit. Oh, respected it enormously.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I should have been. You know, she had this show, Comedians in Bed with Joan.
Oh, yeah.
They never asked me, but I would have been. It would have been so funny.
Yeah. I can only imagine.
It would have been so funny.
I can only imagine. Now, meeting you for the first time and being a huge fan of Joan and seeing her perform, I don't know how many times through the years that I did, a big fan, but also being, you know, having interviewed her and you see the public Joan Rivers, but behind the scenes, really kind of sweet and kind of nice and
extremely,
very, very nice, actually.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I spent one break the fast, which for those people who aren't Jews, that's break the fast. I mean, it's a Yom Kippur thing where you... So I went to her mansion, and you couldn't see the ceiling. I mean, it was so high, and it was like gold and all this stuff. She just sold it for. So I'm sitting there, and normally it's lox, bagels, you know. That's how you break a fast.
Right.
Pickled herring, whitefish, beef bourguignon with waiters, and they, voila. And, you know, so it was just all, you know, over the top. Sweetest woman, very educated. Very generous. I just love talking to her. How you doing? Very, you know, interested in me. And, you know, not a lot of stars, you know, they go off on their own and they don't, you know, they have their own agenda.
Yeah. I always kind of got the feeling like she never stopped being a working comedian, working actor, you know, always constantly resting on her laurels. Constantly updating. That documentary on her life is...
Well, the most illuminating
one of the most amazing things.
The most illuminating thing was when she holds up an empty calendar a month, and she said, this is my greatest fear. I was with her once. She had her agent there back there, and she just said, kept right before she went on, get me work, get me work, get me work. I mean, we were in Lake Charles, Louisiana. We're taking a plane to... Houston to fly to New York. She has Atlantic City that night. The plane was canceled. She hired a limo to drive us to Houston. We just made it so she could fly to LaGuardia and drive all the way to Atlantic City the next night to do an hour and 15.
Yeah.
I mean, who does that? I mean, it's extraordinary.
How lucky for you to have had that kind of relationship. This is Brad Zimmerman. His show is My Son the Waiter, A Jewish Tragedy. It is at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie, playing through August the 7th. You want to get some information, you want to get some tickets, 847-673-6300. We did check the ticket prices They are now up to, what'd you say, $50?
I think they start at 50.
They started at 40 is what the press release says.
Well, I don't want to argue with you.
That's right. I'm just telling you the press
release. All right, well, you know, this is I don't need this at this time of day. I have a show today.
Okay.
So
I don't want to get you in a bad mood.
And what's the highest price?
It doesn't say that.
All right, well, you should have done research.
I should have. You're right. I've failed as an interviewer.
No, you didn't. It's just, you know, you're not as good as I thought.
347-673-6300 for tickets, or you can get information at mysonthewaiter.com. See how that works? Mysonthewaiter.com. Brad Zimmerman, thank you so much for coming in. Delightful to meet you.
A pleasure. You're great. Thank you.
That's all? No other shoe to drop?
Am I allowed to say one more thing?
You can say one more
thing. On August 3rd, I'm doing the sequel, one show. It's called My Rise to the Middle, and tickets are only $25 if you go online. It's actually on the back of the program, so I don't have the information. But if you call the box office, they will. And I think it's worth seeing for $25. And by the time I do it, who knows? It may be in the Hamilton range.
Tickets could be $26, $27. $27
by then. There you go.
Get them while they're hot.